Real trap shit.
Yeah. I'm loving this soundboard shit. Anyway, back again for a buy, hold, sell podcast. Hope the listeners have been enjoying the new setup. Joined by Macca and Dor as always.
Oh, mate. Magic round. It's here, boys.
Can't fucking wait.
Now, I've got the dreadies on.
Yeah, I was about to
mention.
I'm looking
real good.
I'm actually a bit jealous because Dor's looking handsome.
A bit schmick.
Thanks, boys.
Not hiding that sus hairline, Dor.
No,
I'm just joking. I've got the sus hairline here. I'd mentioned in a couple of podcasts ago that I had a pretty good round of fantasy.
Oh,
I got 888. Very lucky. I avoided people like Cleary, don't have KPP, bought Payne Haas, captain him, had Isaiah Papali'i. But Mackenzie, you also went well.
Yeah, I think I said on the last podcast I was on, I was having a shocking year. Nothing was going right. But got 882 this round, ranked 467th. As Mick said, got lucky, so I didn't have Cleary. Bought Fafita in and captained him. Didn't have KPP. Had guys like Fuller who went really well.
It's a mugged game.
Dylan Brown as well. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
Very special.
Yep. I guess we better get into it.
Oh, we've got a fair few names here, boys. So we better get into it quickly.
It's truly a magic round.
And we start with we'll start with the guns. So we'll go highest to lowest categories.
We're not saying these guys are must-gets. We're just saying these are players to discuss in the
buy. Yeah, they're just ones category that we're looking at that could be potential options from now into
I see one name there that I'm definitely not going for, but we'll get to him later.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
We'll start off with Dylan Edwards. Now, plays the first buy, 63 average without Cleary in the team, which I like. Yeah. He's 801K.
Obviously,
52 break even. I think he's a great get.
Yeah, he's kicking goals now as well for the next, 6 to 8 weeks that Cleary's out?
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks, yep.
Yeah, and he has that good buy round coverage, so I think he's a great buy.
Now, I don't, in my personal opinion, I don't think he plays Origin. I think they go with Teddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think he's not going to play wing.
Nah.
I think Madge is wise enough to just pick wingers as wingers.
Yeah. Especially with
To'o and Lomax's form.
Well, especially with Cleary out as well, I think Teddy is even more of a must pick now because of his leadership qualities and he'll probably be captain.
Yeah.
Next guy we sort of spoke about just before, he's been a star without Moses. Moses not playing this weekend. Dylan Brown, obviously round 13 coverage. Moses will be coming back, so his point scoring will go down. But with the halves situation, I think he's still a great buy.
Yeah, Moses out this week, so you get another good score from him. And even with Moses, I think he's still a pretty good option. So
exactly.
I don't think he's a bad buy at all. I think he's a good buy.
Yeah, 77 points last week in a game where, Parramatta weren't that great. Break even to 34. Man, with the issues with the halves at the moment that we'll obviously discuss throughout this podcast, I think he's ripe for the picking to pick up this week.
Exactly. And historically, he's always been a keeper when he plays 5-8. Anyway, average of 50 there. So if you're getting him, you're going to get consistent scores anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strong base as well with Dylan.
100%.
Now, this guy always overlooked, especially this year. I wasn't sure he was going to play 80 minutes. Ewan Aiken, he's probably been the best center this year.
He's the model of consistency. Just every week pumps out a solid score.
He's been terrific.
Yeah. If you're looking for someone to just know where you're going to get from, especially in that center position, I think he's a great buy.
Yeah. I thought he was going to lose some minutes there with Lemuelu coming back and everything, Bromwich and everything. Right. But
he's also a friend of the podcast.
Oh, he is.
I think he's just going too well to not play 80 minutes, I guess.
It's just such a luxury if you can have someone scoring 53 points playing not in the centres. Obviously, a few years ago with Bateman, Nakora.
Yeah.
Ewan, if you're listening, which maybe a 2% chance he is, we appreciate you, mate.
Yeah.
And your consistency.
And always getting back to us when we send you a DM as well.
Yeah.
Very much appreciated.
Now, another half, Matt Burton, could play Origin. I think he's a smoky. I think he suits Hines.
I think he should play Origin. Doesn't mean he will, though.
Hmm.
Yep. If you're looking to trade out Cleary, I think he's a good option.
Yeah, 699K, break even of 49. Look, I He's definitely, yeah, the only worry is just the origin. But without it, he's definitely been the Dogs' probably best player as well, as long as, say, Kikau here and there. And Reid Marnie's just been very consistent as well. But
well,
he had the key.
He had a down year last year, but
he's really picked it up.
Kikau was out for most of the year. Now he's got Stephen Crichton, and that edge is electrifying.
Yeah, and he's scoring a fair few tries as well. I'm pretty sure he scored last week. And, yeah, as I said, he's a key for the Dogs. He's their go-to player. So that's also something else you get to look at, like 53, 55, 47, 42, 80, 50, 36, 41, 32. Like, he's going really well.
Yeah. Now, this guy, we probably couldn't get more polarizing opinions on a player between me and Dor. Latrell Mitchell, Dor's smirking even thinking about it, absolutely loves him. Mm. I haven't been too impressed with him this year and his play.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love Latrell, but I haven't been impressed with his play either.
I actually brought him in last week, and watching the game, I was thinking, this guy is not engaged. He's playing awful. Still got 52.
A couple of tries.
He still finds a way to get those big attacking stats.
Look,
if he can find any sort of base, he will score very well.
Think as well, like, you've got Jai Gray coming back potentially in a couple of weeks. They could move him to the centers, and that could be very good for him as well.
In terms of origin, coming from a Queenslander, he absolutely torched us for back-to-back series, then got injured in back-to-back series. We win. He finally comes back, and they're not going to pick him.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, if I'm seeing Latrell in their origin tight side, regardless of form, I'm quite scared.
Oh, yeah, he terrifies me. With his power running game, like, he can just score tries at center that a lot of other players can't.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll pick him, but I definitely would if I was in New South Wales.
Yeah. Just think of him against buddy Val Holmes and his defense at the moment. Oh God, I'm
going to be sick.
I'm shaking.
Jacob Carras, boys, we've had him in our all out team. Wouldn't say he's been consistent. He gets your 50s or 30s, but again, center player. That's not that. That bad at all, really.
He's been so much better once he's gone to the wing, Nick. Like, we were a bit concerned, I remember. We've said this a couple of times, but we were concerned with him moving from the centers to the wing.
Yeah, we thought, like, judging off his scores from previous years, him at center was a much better scorer, but proven wrong.
Gee, tell you what, miraculous recovery as well for
Jacob. I was about to
punch a door.
Yeah, I thought he was done, and then...
Jeez, I hope you won't punch me down.
And then as soon as after that, he started, like, playing really well. It's bizarre, but... Yeah, well done, Jacob.
Yeah.
Sammy Walker is the next one. Absolutely thriving off the back of the Roosters' form.
Let's just say this. Sorry, Mick, to interrupt, but he's definitely been thriving since you sold him in Supercoach as well. Ever since you sold him, he's just gone to another level. Yeah. I'm sorry, brother, but I just had to say that.
The big
thing
for Sam Walker is he gets like 30 points from goals every week because he doesn't miss anymore. It's crazy.
Actually respectable how much he's improved as a goal kicker.
Yeah.
And also as well, I'm pretty sure the Roosters have scored the most points in the Premiership through 10 rounds. So having a half that really kicks well and it plays for a great attacking side. And you look at that Roosters draw after this week against Cronulla, and they've got a seriously lovely run. They also played the round 13 bye, which is a huge plus for people getting in. I think, like, the halves is the biggest thing to talk about this week. But you look at that run after Cronulla, you've got Raiders, Cowboys, then the bye, and then that's a bye in round 14. And then you've got Eels, Bulldogs, Tigers, Dragons.
Yeah. One thing I guess sort of think about with Sam Walker is he is a half. And people got to remember, in the bye rounds, it's only your starting 13, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got, like, Atkinson, you've got Weeks, you've got Dylan Brown, you've got Nico Hines, who may not play Origin.
No,
you're only getting two scorers in the halves. Like, you know what I mean? You don't get those points if they're on the bench.
It's really flexible, though, as well, like, as you said, Mick, like, having those, the Atco and Weeks.
Yeah.
Because they've got that wing fullback as well. So that really helps out if you've got two other good halves.
Yeah, my point is, like, you don't need to get another top echelon half, especially in Galvin there as well.
Yep.
Next guy, I was talking about it before. I don't agree with Luke Garner being there. I think he just gets replaced by Sorensen, does he not?
Oh, Sorensen. The thing is my theory behind this is that Sorensen is still not back yet. He's obviously named on the extended bench. But then you've got Liam Martin, who surely plays Origin in some capacity. Sorensen's injury history, like, and you look at Gardner, how he's performed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I've never really rated him, but he's doing well.
I don't disagree. I just think
It's a risky buy.
When Sorensen inevitably, I don't want to say inevitably, but I'd say he does replace him.
I agree.
You're gonna get a couple of bad scores in there.
Yeah. It's a risky option, but you can't deny his form the last couple of weeks, and with Sorensen's injury history this year has been.
I think he's a fraud.
What, 76 to 81? Look,
just be just like, cautious. Be cautious.
This is my Gore Riddell take from you last week. This guy's
have been great. I had Kieran Foran as a buy last week. He was absolutely killing it, and then his hamstring gave.
I know your hatred of Corey Riddell.
He's a hold big Kieran. Anyway, we'll get to that anyway.
Kizza teeing off until he gets injured. That's the story of his career. Poor Kizza.
I don't really want to. Kenzie, do you want to talk about Dom Young? I'm pissed at him.
Yeah.
From a Supercoach perspective. Yeah. And I was thinking about him in fantasy.
Yeah, look, Dom Young. I was thinking about getting him all week. Didn't jump on, and then he just absolutely torched everyone who didn't jump on.
84 points.
In Supercoach. anyone who plays Supercoach would know. He got 100 points in like 9 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Which has never happened before.
It wasn't even like a... The game started, and within 5 minutes, you're like, holy fuck, I've made the worst decision ever. It wasn't even like a whole game thing.
That being said, it's definitely not too late. Like, as Dawes said, the Roosters have a good... Good matchups like coming up.
Only one real tough matchup this week against Cronulla.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's a great run.
And they're special. They were my preseason
Premiership
prediction.
I've said that about them the last like 5 years, and now they're finally like actually putting together. So
maybe Robbo is a good coach.
No, I still don't believe that.
No.
It's just kind of Watson. He's unlocked the whole team.
Yeah, big Watto. This is a big player now, Mick. Yep. Big player, this one.
You name him, Dor.
Toletau Kula.
Because I know you like him. He's been moved to fullback. I thought Garrick would have been there.
Oh,
but we move. 73 average at fullback.
He was special the back end of last year. He was so good.
I think that's why they've moved Kula there. So Garrick, just based on his form there last year, which was elite.
I think the stats speak for themselves.
Stats never lie, boys.
Yeah, 29 break even. He got 48 there when he moved back there after Turbo went off injured. Obviously, the only downside I think that we should touch on is that obviously he doesn't play that round 13 bye, but 458K and like 70 average Turbo out for 7 weeks. Yeah,
the upside's pretty
there's
hard
a
to ignore.
Huge upside there.
Yeah, this is my trade. I know he plays round 13, but I'm moving on from the weak gutted bulldog, Jamin Semin.
Yeah, I think I'm doing the same.
And yeah, he's no longer he's no longer fish of the week.
Thanks for your services, Jermaine, but you got to go, bud.
Yeah.
Well, the two fish. Well, we were talking about Bateman along the lines and Brim both injured.
Yeah, no, but we've Bence
that
has
joke
dropped,
is cursed.
Yeah. Bence has dropped a new one.
What did he say?
We're going Jack Whiting against the.
Well, he's just pulled himself out of Origin contention.
Yeah. And great matchup against the Cowboys, but he did, I think, get like 14 or whatever it said to last week.
He's got a strong average of 29.
So look, I would say five, but he's definitely fish of the week this week because we're running out of options real fast.
What's the go with New South Wales? Seriously, they could. Their best choice was to bring a guy out of retirement and play him at six. They want him over Nicho Hynes.
It's just I don't know what Nicho has to do, but let them crumble like they always do.
Yeah.
Maroons fans be chilling.
They've got the easy decision now with Cleary out. Blaise Talagi, absolute star.
What a special performance.
He's got a little word I like to call aura about
him. Yeah. If you don't have him already, just get him. The aura is just insane.
You've got definitely another like 2 to 3 weeks, and I think his form there. If he continues that form at fullback, he's definitely going to keep like Morgan Harper or someone. Yeah, like
if Morgan Harper comes back and takes his place, I might go to Brad Arthur's house and egg his house.
He's taking the piss if he does that.
Yeah.
I've sort of realised most of the times me and McKenzie say a player has aura, we're just going off if they're like good looking coppers or not. who has aura in there? Unattractive. Yeah. Now we'll move on to KO months or weeks, we like to call him.
Oh, KO.
He's obviously a great option. Buy, negative 12,
cheapie of the
even,
week.
Cheapie of the week. Good base stats, kicks goals. Yep. Same as Atkinson, although frustrating news came out. Door, you want to reveal that?
Yeah, it's just that Trindle's obviously been named on the extended.
Is that what they're saying?
No. They haven't got to the. or the verdict yet. There's just been basically a delay with the crucial evidence. So
look, he might not be guilty of that, but he is guilty of costing Nico Hines points in fantasy. So
Tricky. Definitely.
Sorry, mate. You're guilty.
We definitely prefer Adko, obviously fantasy wise, as well as just our NCOB. Just
So I'd like to shout out Adko as a.
And he also, another thing also to note with Adko as well is that he actually compliments Nico way better, like you said, Macca.
Yeah, 100%. And we saw when, say, Nico gets injured in a game, Adko can take over the kicking. He can lead the team around, but he can also play that running 5-8 role. So
he just, in my opinion, no disrespect to Trindle, but he just takes away too much from Nico's game.
Yeah.
And I think that affects the Sharks.
Yeah.
And, even though they're still 8-1. Akko's
defense has been really strong, I think. I thought that might have been like a bit of a flaw in his game, but it's been good.
David Fifita, Jason Sesko, Origin players, but guns.
They are absolutely killing it at the moment.
If you're overall players or...
What, Teddy got 60, I think, and Fifita got like 70-something. Like, Fifita's been just... And he's got another great matchup this week against Newcastle.
As I was saying, if you're an overall player, it's a tough decision because they're going to be out for, what, 4 games maybe during the Origin period?
Yeah.
As someone who bought Fifita in last week and captained him, Jesus, fun to watch. I highly recommend it. It's great. Expensive and, misses out on a few rounds, but oh.
When you see him... push the hooker
crab run,
the crab push run the hooker away and grab from like dummy half.
Dummy half. It's mate, every time, nearly every time he's done it, he scored from that. It's unreal. Anyway, we'll move on to the holds, Mick.
Yes, the holds. Now, a few players in here, depending on how many trades you've saved, I'd say.
And halfback, half status as well.
Yeah, if you've got coverage, stuff like that, if you're playing overall or not. First one's Nico Hines.
He's been named, but he barely trained today. So I reckon that he won't play this week. Nico Hines. I think he'll play.
That's why they've sort of put Trindle in.
Yeah, Trindle's there. I think it'll be Trindle and Adko as the halves this weekend. Yeah.
I think people are scared that Trindle will replace Adko. I don't think they're going to do that.
No, I don't think so. The other thing is as well with Trindle is that, the verdict hasn't been given for his court case. So, when that happens, he can just get, he could be found guilty and then he could be suspended the rest of the season.
They might have been in a rush to get Trindle back if Adko hadn't shown what he's shown. Yeah. I think now they're thinking, well, Atkinson's doing so well.
He's going to be Brimson. Oh, that's a horrible joke. Brimming with confidence.
Brimming with confidence, yeah.
Apologies.
Move to SJ.
SJ, 2 weeks, but...
Yeah, with the minor pec strain.
When you see a player's... age, when they're later in the career, I almost add on another week to injuries like that. I think that could be 3.
Yeah, look, you can sell him if you wanted to, but I don't know with the halves. Apart from Dylan Brown, I'm not really confident with many other options Sam Walker and...
I'd hold just because when look he comes halves, back, it's so lovely having a half like that. But remember, he's not playing around 13, so...
He's a top 3 half in fantasy outside of DC is close, but I'd say Nico, Johnson and Cleary are the obvious options. But I guess it's a bit of a
Kuypers Paul. He's on the bench again.
Yeah.
I don't know
Frizzell's
who's
in doubt.
Frizzell's in doubt though.
Whose mail was it that said? Oh, it was just for 1 week. Was
Barry
it Bazza?
Yeah,
Tilly?
I think it was Bazza.
Let's go there.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Bazza was just. Bazza was just saying, I think that they need, because obviously it's his first season in the NRL, young player, just wanted to give him a bit of a breather and not play him. Still, if you look at his performance last week, it was bloody good for the amount of minutes he played.
Yeah, I understand holding.
There might even be a late switch where he comes in to the starting team.
Hold to the bye. They've got a great matchup this week against the Titans, who have one of the worst spines I think I've ever seen. Keeney.
We probably need to bring that up.
I reckon that defensively they've got 3 hookers on the field.
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I've never seen 2 hookers named in the halves ever.
Poor Titans.
Yeah, David I feel Fitt very sorry.
Usage has to be 100%.
Yeah, it's going to be high.
Another reason to buy, boys.
Yeah. I'd say the same about Max Plath. Yeah. It was a head knock.
Yeah, he's only out 1 week.
He's a half. like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just hold on to him.
Keep him. Sure.
Yeah, he was looking good in that second stint until he got the concussion.
Unlucky, yeah.
Yeah.
Concussion.
Brimson, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Brimson and Four, and I've put in there as potential. You could hold them just because at the moment we don't know exactly how long they're out for with their respective injuries.
There could be more news.
Yeah, there could be more news, but before this comes out, we're obviously recording this on Tuesday night. So yeah, peep the stories, peep the posts, the templates, and yeah, just watch this space. But I think they both don't have very bad injuries, so they should be back in at least a couple of weeks.
I'd hold Trade Fuller. He's going to absolutely eat against the Raiders in that first bye.
And he's also, that Bennett confirmed that it looks like Hammer's not going to play any of the backups of Origin because of how Fuller's played. So, yeah, look, definitely hold Fuller.
It's tough having a 6-15 guy not playing for you, but I think it'll be...
It's going to be beneficial. Yeah, you're going to get the points in those rounds when you need it.
Probably too.
Yep. Yeah, and you've got all those, like we've touched on, Mick, Adko, Weeks, those sort of players that can fill in as half and wing fullback, so they can step up.
Garrick, simple, hold him.
Yeah, I don't know what the weather. Yeah. I'm blaming weather.
Kiz a four, and I think we put a bad omen on him. On him,
mate. I can't. I'm not saying I put a bad omen on him. He was on his way to 70 fantasy points, and then his hamstring gave way. There was always the concern with four, and it's just his injuries.
We have mentioned that before. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like, if you needed points last week, 54, you're taking that.
Strength and conditioning staff at the Titans must be looking over their shoulders, getting a bit,
Sammy,
hot under the collar. What's going on there?
Sammy did his hamstring and foreign, obviously, then Smith, Shields, Peck.
At the end of the game, they had like 12, 13 people left. On
they had 13 players left,
And they still won.
Speaking of the bet, you know, I told the boys, I don't think we should bet on Garrick. We got to bet on Tuku. Apologies for the pronunciation. Tapahua?
Oh, he's a...
From the Sharks. He wasn't even there. 18. Not capping, but he's a star.
He's a machine,
yeah. Special.
That Sharks win was... I don't think I've ever seen a more surprising win in my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll move on.
Samuel.
Finu, hold, simple enough. And Farlogo, trust me.
He'll come good.
He'll score your 20s. But eventually, there's going to be one game where he absolutely gobbles and
again,
munches.
That's all aura with him.
Yeah, Finu.
Again, he's a pretty good looking guy. Yeah. He's quick.
Finu just got shafted. Like the injuries, Toa and Bateman both got injured, and then he ended up playing left center. So that was just diabolical. He should get back to 40s now.
Now, this is the part of the podcast where we can just really move through it. Nathan Cleary.
Obvious.
Obviously, just get
rid of him. Bateman, unfortunate 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, both 6 to 8 weeks for Cleary
Tommy
and
T,
Bateman.
Gone. RTS.
Gone as well.
Corey Waddell, I mean,
you could hold one more week.
13, so
he won't score you well.
Might as well.
But I guess he'll maybe if Olakuatu doesn't back up.
Potentially, but I don't know. With like 508, like he's got to break even at 33. I think you're better off moving him on to maybe cooler.
But if someone was holding, I wouldn't get angry.
Yeah, you could give him one more week if you wanted to, but he's definitely a sell next
week. Fukiaki, even though he plays the first buy, I'd sell as well. Scores just
him and Sam. Well, he got benched last
week.
I'm
selling both him and Salmon because my round 30 numbers are actually good enough where I can afford to sell these guys.
Yeah,
exactly. Now I'll move on to ones to watch. I like the first one, maybe on washed alert.
Damien Cook. Not on washed alert. He's on minutes alert. He needs his minutes.
He's on minutes alert.
Damien Cook's been it just depends if he gets the 80 minutes really.
Yeah, well I'm pretty sure he did last week. They played him and Mamazoulis on the field there at the back end for South. 57 points last week. He was the top scoring hooker in the round last weekend. And look, 80 minutes last week. I really liked what I saw. Look, put it this way, if you don't play buy rounds like overall and you're playing head-to-head, it's very hard not to say to someone to buy him this week against the Cowboys. Really good matchup.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
And look, South have got so many injuries. I'm pretty sure they're nearly up to like 8 injuries or something to their probably starting or with suspensions as well to their starting 17. So,
yep. Next one, I'm actually going to add someone in there as well because I'm interested to ask you, Dort, Tago and May, what's the go with Luai playing seven? Is he just going to roam around the same spot? Because if he's, you know, roaming, then geez, that unlocks May.
It does.
It does. That means he's on the other side of the field with respect to Jerome. Yeah.
With much respect to Luai, he also needs to learn to pass the ball as well.
It's like, I like Luai.
With all due respect, brother, every time you step right, like
he's just stepping so much and barely just giving the early pill. So
sometimes you need to just use your outside man, brother. Like, get them early pill, please.
The reason why I've got Targo there is he was over 700K to start the season. We know what he can produce.
A couple of weeks, I'm looking at him 100%.
For sure.
And then Jack Cole I've got there as well, just one to watch potentially because Schneider could be out for 2 to 8 weeks or something like that after that same sort of injury that happened to – or well, not the same sort of injury, should I say, but the same sort of tackle or taking out of the legs as Ilias.
Now,
230K.
Final segment captaincy. Close the podcast is Captain's Corner.
And close it in style, may I add.
We'll see it at Caxton, by the way, if anyone's listening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We can touch on it now.
Look, I dropped a comment on Bloody Brilliant Beers saying, well, they were saying that they're going to have sort of a piss up with some content creators on Sunday after Magic Round. So I think a few of the boys might have to
get there, even though I am working. But
Dor, quit your job.
I'm keen to go and everyone be like, who the fuck are you, mate?
Yeah, no. The thing with Magic Round boys is obviously I think Bence and maybe a couple of the other boys are heading in on the Friday night and heading to the Caxton. So if you want to head there and catch up with us, Bence and maybe Cord, I don't know. You go and Mick.
If you want to buy them a few drinks, maybe.
Some of us have university there.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Anyway, let's get back to
average of 68. Sorry,
68. Yeah, against the Knights.
Like him, Dylan Brown wouldn't go Dylan Brown against Melbourne. Although they are depleted.
I actually would go Dylan Brown against Melbourne.
That average against 33 against the Storm is probably playing with Moses. I think with steering the ship, I think he's definitely a good option.
That's true. Nico Hines, obviously, if he plays.
Angus Crichton's been terrific as another option.
Just bust, Jeez, he can 70, find a line.
Yeah, 75.5 average at Suncorp as well.
My guy, Payne Haas, he'll be my captain.
Oh, he was special last week. That second stint.
Yeah. His floor's 55, his ceiling 70, like that. Scott Drinkwater.
Look, he was average last week, but they got a great matchup. The worst defensive side outside of the Cowboys themselves in the Bunnies this weekend.
Yes. I'd be betting on a Drinky double.
Drinky double? Yes.
Dylan Edwards. Yeah.
He's got a great average against Warriors. 73.
And the Waz, no SJ, are horrible.
Yeah, or Tua Peaky. Maybe
they won't be. Tua Peaky, what's he, 3-0 to start?
Maybe
he's the man they need.
And finally, to wrap it up, Isaiah Yao.
Yeah, he's Mr. Consistent.
Probably the most boring captaincy to watch.
Hey, it works.
Oh, mate.
I
wouldn't say it's boring when I'm seeing when I'm versing people and it's 75 points or whatever as captain and I'm like 150 or ridiculous as captain.
Now we might end it there.
I don't think there's anything else. If you haven't subscribed, obviously if you're watching this on YouTube and you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe and like the button. Same on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I think we call it there and we move on to next week's round 12 buy, hold, sell.
Thanks, lads.
Thank you.
Yeah.